From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Hey there, Deborah Messing. How about a return of Bill and Grace? I'm Bill Curtis. And here is your host. Here at the beautiful Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, everybody. Hey, we have a great show for you today. Later on, we're going to be talking to Joshua Homme, who founded the bands Queens of the Stone Age and Eagles of Death Metal and Them Crooked Vultures. Well, basically about one-third of all the bands on Spotify. They're his. But first, there was a lot of concern this week about the massive hack of Equifax, in which the personal financial information for more than 150 million people was stolen. Nobody knows who did it, but we can assure you it has nothing at all to do with the fact that you are all now platinum-level donors to your local station. It's completely unrelated. Don't worry about it. And enjoy your $12,000 tote bag. But you can't buy what we're giving away, the voice of Carl Castle. Call us up at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Flint calling from Royal Palm, Florida.
Royal Palm, Florida?
Royal Palm.
Yeah, is that, I'm assuming that's somewhere near Palm Beach, right?
It is near, it's just east of West Palm Beach.
East of West Palm Beach. Excuse me. But isn't east of West Palm Beach, Palm Beach?
Royal Palm Beach, yeah.
How did you survive the hurricane? How did everything go for you?
You know, we had all the hatches battened down, and we were scheduled to have the main part of it, but it went to the West Coast, so we
yeah, kind of and who
out.
Cares about those people?
Right.
Well, Flint, welcome to our show. Glad you got through the storm. Let me introduce you to our panel. First up, it's a syndicated advice columnist behind Ask Amy and the author of the new book, Strangers Tend to Tell Me Things. It's Amy Dickinson.
Hello. Hey. Hi, Flint.
Next, it's a comedian performing October 20th in Cleveland, Ohio at the Playhouse Square, the host of the podcast live from the Poundstone Institute. It's Paula Poundstone. And making his debut on our panel, it's a comedian headlining the Wilbur in Boston, Massachusetts on November 3rd. Welcome to the panel, Hari Kondabolu.
Hari.
Thank you. Hello.
So, Flint, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis is going to read for you three quotations from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. The voice of scorekeeper emeritus Carl Castle on your voicemail. Are you ready to do this?
Sounds good.
Let's go. Your first quote is someone describing how they got over the 2016 election.
Breathe out, scream later.
That was a coping technique we learned from whose long-awaited memoir out this week?
That would be Hillary.
Yes, Hillary. That's her name. The title for her campaign memoir, What Happened, was inspired, of course, by what Mrs. Clinton was muttering over and over, curled up in the bottom of her shower for the month of November. Now, the book depicts her as sincere, rueful, sad, and sometimes bitter. But frankly, some of it, it's just not believable. She says, for example, that Donald Trump got elected president.
That's just silly.
I know. Yeah. One of the things she does in the book is she explains again and again, like, all these preparations that she and her team had made for what to do when they won. They had all these plans, they had these teams in place. And there's so much about, like, what would have happened if she had won, it starts to read like a fantasy. It does, especially at the end where she emerges from her concession speech naked with three dragons on her shoulder.
I would have liked to seen that.
Yes. I'm that would have seeing
been, that would have
it
been
now.
I know. Yeah. Would have made for a better November 9th than the one we had, I think.
Oh, she was not the only one in a ball in her shower.
Yeah, seriously.
I think, like, you know, somebody could make a bundle off of cushioned shower drains.
Yeah. Just lay your head on this.
Post-election cushioned shower drains. What better gift for the thinking person?
So, your next quote is someone who was apparently indignant about President Trump's recent decision to deport those DACA kids.
Does anybody really want to throw out good, educated, and accomplished young people who have jobs? Some serving in the military? Really?
Who? So who couldn't imagine why Donald Trump would ever want to do that?
I remember the quote, and I don't remember who said it this week.
Well, I'll give you a hint. It was in a tweet.
Donald said it about himself?
He did. Although, to be fair to the president, it is not entirely clear he knew he was saying about himself. After campaigning against immigrants and Mexican people, basically anybody browner than Kendall Jenner, this week, President Trump, after a dinner with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, those charmers, announced he would sign a Dream Act bill into law, saving all those kids he threatened with deportation just last week. And this came after a meal of, and I am not kidding you, Chinese food with chocolate cake. Which is as exotically multicultural as Trump will get. It's like a normal person joining the Maasai tribe and drinking cow blood. That's how out of his comfort zone it was.
Don't you think at night he bites himself?
What do you mean? He just lies and just bites himself?
Yeah, he's just so conflicted, isn't he? Like maybe he doesn't even know.
Well,
like he doesn't know that it was him that wrote that tweet, or he's, and he reads the tweet and goes, "Who the hell wrote that?" He's not, you know. The thing is, like, I would love it if they made this arrangement and we kept the DACA people. Nothing would make me happier. But you know, the truth is, they're doing this very strange sort of dance. It's almost like Gene Wilder dealing with Frankenstein. You know, you know, they're like, I can't even imagine them at dinner.
The
like,
president,
yes.
Man about town.
Yes. You know. You like DACA people. Yes, I like DACA people.
Wait.
You don't want to deport DACA people. No. You know, and of course they leave, and some Republican calls them and go, what the hell did you just do? You don't like DACA people. No, I don't like DACA people.
Flint, here is your last quote.
You can be the poop emoji.
That was a headline in Popular Mechanics this week, touting the highly anticipated release of what?
New emojis for the iPhone?
Well, yes, because they come on the...
New iPhone?
Exactly, the new iPhone. Yay! Yay! Feign enthusiasm, people, or Apple will be mad at us. Come on. The new iPhone, it has been 10 years since the launch of the iPhone, so Apple needed to create even more excitement, which is hard because everybody is now staring at their iPhones. So enter the iPhone 10, or iPhone X if you want to get Ted Cruz to buy one. Hello! Hello!
Hello!
And it promises this amazing big screen and no physical buttons at all. Which is fine, because now, this is true, you can unlock your phone with your face.
Oh,
so we'll all be walking around, and we'll, like, people, like, hitting their phone with their noses.
So wait, so the way it opens up, like, instead of, like, your fingerprint now,
yeah.
It's like you're just, it recognizes your face?
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Ugh. And of course, it's going to misfire at one time or another, so then it'll be people walking down the street going, no, it's me! It's me!
I just have Botox! Yeah.
Oh, that's horrifying.
It actually, believe it or not, that happened in the demonstration. This big, highly paid engineer from Apple came out and said, let me demonstrate Face ID. Here, I will look at my iPhone and it will now unlock. And he looks at his iPhone and goes, nope.
His phone ghosted him?
Yes.
Wow.
What does that mean? Man. I never heard that
usually
word.
Usually I have to sleep with somebody before that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means you're like dating somebody and then they just stop calling you.
Just start
and
ignoring you.
Ignoring you. You walk by on the street. They don't, like, you're just, you don't exist anymore.
They don't answer your text.
Ghosting?
They,
well,
so
it's just giving them the cold shoulder.
As it is.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Ghosting. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. We used to have a longer phrase for it.
Yeah. Bill, how did Flint do on our quiz?
Flint came through with 3 right.
There
congratulations.
Congratulations, Flint, and congratulations again through the storm. Thanks for playing.
Thank you, sir. I had a blast.
Thank
All right,
you.
Take care.